okay, from here really to the end of the Masechta is non-erichin and yonim. So we hope Beis Hashem between now and Pesach to finish the sugyas, and then we will go to Maseches Me'ilah, probably not after Pesach. The Mishnah now is going into, the whole parak is going to discuss the union of redeeming back a stei achuzah. Although the Minchas Chinuch has a shaila that maybe it applies to a stei mikneh also, the vast majority hold it's only by a stei achuzah. If you sell a stei achuzah, so you're limited in your ability to redeem it back. You're both limited and empowered. You're limited that you can't redeem it for 2 years. That means even if you both agree, you can't redeem it within 2 years. And you're empowered that after 2 years, it's redeemable even if the buyer doesn't want to sell it back to you, because he has limited ownership. The buyer doesn't have the right to stop you. In fact, it's a whole shaila if the buyer is allowed to do permanent type things on the property. Can he dig a hole in the property? Can he cut down a tree? Since it's redeemable. Right after 2 years already, it's redeemable. Now this halacha, you have to know if this is a kinyan peres, which is really the main discussion I want to discuss today. Is it that you only have a kinyan peres on the field? Or is it really you have a permanent kinyan? It's just that the loikeach, the moicher, has a right, al zegzeras hakosuv, to redeem it back. It's not a limitation in your ownership. There are two ways to view it. One is that the Torah put a limitation on the bailus of the buyer, that he's only buying something and he's still keeping a shutfis with the owner, who has even more than a kinyan aguf. He has a schus pinyan. He constantly has a schus to redeem his field back. Or you could look at it now. It's a kinyan gomer. The guy is buying it as a kinyan gomer. And there's a gzeras hakosuv. That this is the way it can, that he has to accept your redemption. And really, this would be the chilek as to when he comes to redeem his field. Is he coming with a schus momen? Or is he coming with a gzeras hakosuv? Meaning, is it really, he has no schus really. There's a gzeras hakosuv that the loikeach has to, l'moshel, by an eved ivri. The halacha is, loisir de boi beforach. You're not allowed to give an eved ivri slave labor. Even though technically when you buy an eved ivri, you're buying him for all uses. For everything. What happens if you give slave labor to an eved ivri? So the marik has a shaila, do you have to compensate him? In other words, let's say I spent a week using the Eved Ivri in a way that I'm not allowed to. I had him take my kalim to the mikveh, which you're not allowed to do with an Eved Ivri. Do I have to now pay him for that week? Because what I used him for was out of the scope of my ownership. So maybe I have to compensate him. The flip side is no. Really, I own the Eved Ivri completely. That's Hanukkah. That's not compensation. Hanukkah is a separate thing. I'm talking about compensating him. And if I did that for 6 years, technically, I would have to compensate him for all the 6 years that I did non-avoidus evid with the evid. The Marik concludes that you don't have to give back the money. Why not? Because really, I own the evid ivri completely. Including Favoides Perach. There's a lav that I'm not allowed to do that. That's almost like a Yeredeya. It's not a Choshim Mishpat. It's a Yeredeya Halacha. I'm not allowed to do that. But I own him completely. I own him for all his Malach. Same thing over here. When the owner comes within 2 years to redeem the field, after 2 years, one way to look at it is, he's a bailum. You, the buyer, have limited ownership. After 2 years, he could come and take it. The other way to look at it is, no, I have complete ownership. There's Xeris HaKosuf, that I have to sit down to the table with him. That when this guy comes to talk to me, to buy his field, I have to talk to him. It's not that I have a limited ownership. Exactly. Same chashala by Hekdesh. So we'll see, that's really, Lufiani is daiti, that's the thrust of the whole sugya. So the Mishnah says that if somebody is meicher sadeu bishnas hayevel, einu mutu ligo pochos mishtei shoni. Shenema b'mispar shtei tvuos. You can redeem it till 2 years. Now, hois v'shnas shidofoin, if the years that passed were years where the grain was beaten by the weather, or yirokin is dried up, also weather related, or yishnas shvius, or shmita was one of the years, one of the 2 years, eini oilim and aminyan. In other words, I have to give the buyer at least 2 fruit-bearing years, right? 2 productive years on the field before I could redeem it back. Says the Mishnah, Noroi Hevira, but if the guy plowed the field for a year, or he decided to let it just stay barren for a year, Oileloi Min Aminyan, then it does count. Because that's not a limitation that the field has, that's not a limitation that the soda has, that's something he decided on his own. The buyer decided not to use the field. That's his own decision. That's not my decision. Rebbe Lezer Eimer, Mocha Loish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Malei HaPeretz, Harei Ze Oichel Mimen V'Sholosh Tfuiz B'Shtei Shonim. If I sell somebody a field that's already full of fruit, so technically the 2 years will really have 3 seasons. Because 1 season I did for him. I gave it to him at the culmination of that season before I took the produce. So now he's sitting on 1 season. Now the 2 years will give him another 2 seasons. So the shaila is, when the Torah said shtei, did it mean 2 years? Or did it mean 2 fruits, 2 crops? And in which case, I'd be able to extract him after 1 year. Because 1 year of produce he has that I gave him when I sold the field. And then the end of that first year, he has a second one. So Rebbe Lezer says, no, it goes by the 2 years only in regard to the halacha of Zman. But as far as how much he produces, he could have 3, even if he produced more. And Bava Basra is a similar shaila by Chazoke. Do you need 3 years for Chazoke? It's Machlokes Tanoim. Or do you need 3 sets of produce? If you do a Chazoke for 3, in other words, even if you're not there for 3 years, but if you've accumulated 3 achilas, that'll be a chazok. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says like this: Hamoicha sadeh b'shasa yovel ene goyel loiktoni yela ene mutu ligol. Ene mutu ligol sounds like it's an isa. Alma kosovari sura nami iko, which means, if it would just say ene goyel, it would mean he doesn't have the right to be goyel. But instead it says ene mutu ligol, which means that he's not allowed to. Not he doesn't have a right. Even if the lekeach offers him, I'll do it. Da'afilu kirkusi zuzi nami yosa. Even if you move around your money, meaning you go in front of him with money to try to entice him to take the money back, it's also v'loimi boy moicher the koy ba'asei. Of course, the moicher is not allowed to do it. T'chsiv b'mispar shnei tfuis yimachaloch. There's a din on the koine that he should keep it for 2 years. So not only is the moicher over, but the loikeach is also over. Now the Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara that way, because the Rambam learns that the loikeach is not over. The Rambam doesn't bring down at all that the loikeach is over and I say. The Rambam, obviously, the way he reads the Gemara, when it says afilu lekerech nami, it means that even if the lekerech agrees, there is still an asay. And the asay is really going back on the moicher. That's the way the Rambam would read. Mistame, he had a different girsa because it's more difficult to put it into the flow of the Gemara. But the way the Rambam would read it is that, of course, the moicher is not allowed to go ahead and pressure the lekeach to sell it back to him. But even if the lekeach on his own would agree, there's still a din to allow the lekeach to establish himself for 2 years. So the way the Rambam would learn, the asay on the lekeach is not an asay on the lekeach as a mitzvah asay on the lekeach, but it's an asay that the moicher should give the lekeach 2 years there. In other words, I have a separate mitzvah. Besides that, I'm not supposed to go and try to get it back from him. I have a mitzvah to give him 2 years there. That's the way the Rambam would read it. No, you see, any mutter ligo would mean, afilu, like the Gemara says, afilu kikusi zuzi. But that means that I've done a proactive thing to get him to want to redeem it. Like Leisachma, the Rambam says, is I pressure you to then sell it to me. So kikusi zuzi means jingling the coins. What happens if I don't do that? But the lekech on his own comes to me. In other words, the first part of Gemara is saying the moicher can't do anything proactive to facilitate the pidyon. But what happens if the lekeach comes to me? I didn't go to him, he comes to me. Says the Gemara, no. Says tikne. There's an assay that the kinyan should be for 2 years. That's the way the Rambam would learn. So now, again, it's still unclear as to how this works. Is it the pshat that the moicher has a schus? Or is the pshat that the lekeach has an obligation to allow him to redeem it back? But now the Gemara goes into a shayla like this. Ha-moicher sodeya bishnasa yovel. Somebody goes and he sells his field during the yovel itself. Yovel atzma. Rav ma mechura. Rav holds it sold, the yoitza. Sold and it goes out. Okay? Shmuel amar, Einoi mechuga kol ika. Shmuel says it's not sold. Why? My time with the Shmuel, kavachoyma. Ma mechuga kvao yoitza, sheine mechuga in the din shaloti mokin. It's kavachoyma. If you went ahead and you sold the field before yovel, where it already went into the domain of the buyer, still yovel extracts it from him, so surely, if you sold it during Yovel itself, surely it's bought. L'rav le'yamin kavachoyme, ke'agavne, v'tanya, we have the same kavachoyme, yochol yimkodem bitei, k'shinara. I'm a kavachoyme, the same thing. Ma mechura kvar yoytze. If you sold your daughter when she was a ketana, she goes out. So she'ina mechura, ain't a din shaloi timochem. So the Gemara says, "Hasam loy hadras vino, ocha hadras vino." It's that. The Gemara says different. By a girl, once she reaches the age of 12, she's not sellable. Yovel doesn't change whether it's sellable or not. Yovel just is a temporary yitzia. So Yovel doesn't change the situation. That's why could be the mechira works. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, if you go down to the bottom, Omar Rav Anan, 6 lines before the bottom of the daf, Omar Rav Anan, Shamet minei demar Shmuel taut. I heard 2 halachas from Shmuel. Chodahak, one this halacha, that if you sell a field during Shemitah, during Yovel, it doesn't happen. V'idoch, if you sell your Eved to a goy or chutz loretz, he goes out free. But, which means, one place you get your money back, one place you don't get your money back. The obvious problem that Rashi presents is the simple reading of the Gemara was that was the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel both agreed that if you sell the field, it's instantly going to self-destruct. That wasn't Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. They both agreed. Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel was whether it becomes chal and then it terminates, or it never becomes chal. So, at this point of the Gemara, if you're going to tell me loy had resvina, which means, even according to Shmuel, the money doesn't come back, so Rav and Shmuel is one shita. Rav and Shmuel is one shita. If you're going to tell me that, so that's what Rashi asks. Divrei ha-maschil v'chodo loy had resvina, says Rashi, elo ha-loykeach mafsid ha-moyes. I don't know which one the Mekach is bottle. The Kashia Pshita. The Mehach the Amoich is sold by Shnasa Yevel Koma Shmuel. The Mekach bottle of Amoich Choisen. The Imoich Avudim my Iko Ben Rav Lishmuel. There's no Machlekes. What's the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? That's Rashi's Kashia. Basically, Rashi is asking that if you hold that even according to Shmuel, the money doesn't go back, what's the machlekes? The same sheet.
That means it must have been chal. In other words,
must be it's not chal.
The money doesn't go back.
That means it's chal.
So
it doesn't make any sense. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi goes and he gives the teretz. Nafkamina is, he says, if you cut trees in the middle, according to Rav, perhaps it's okay. According to Shmuel, it's not okay. But really, Rashi's chilek is a plea. Because Rashi is l'chora asking a lomdasha question. He's asking if according to Shmuel, the money goes back, the money is lost, that means the sale happened. That's really his question. So then there is no chilek between Rav and Shmuel. They're saying the same thing. Rashi goes and he says, I could create an afkamina between Rav and Shmuel. I understand. But if you're right in your question that that in Lomdus it's the same thing, then the chiluk and halacha shouldn't exist. In other words, we have Rav and we have Shmuel. Rav says the sale activates and then terminates immediately. Shmuel says, no, the sale is never chal, never activates. Obviously, the chilek is, according to Shmuel, the money gets given back. According to Rav, the money is not given back. Simple. But now the Gemara has a tzad to say that according to Shmuel, you don't give the money back. Rashi then says, then what's the chilek in halacha? Rashi's not just asking a practical question, l'chayra. He's asking a lomdasha question. If the money goes back, I understand the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If the money doesn't go back, that would mean that it activated. And if it activated, Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing. And then we don't have the liberty to say that there'll be cases where there'll be a different halacha between Rav and Shmuel, because they're saying the same thing. So Rashi says, I could still create an abstract case where there'll be a chiluk and halacha. But that's only if you could first explain to me what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Your question is that we would be left without an explanation. What's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? That's the question. So what's the answer to that question? The answer is, I'll find you a case where it'll be a chiluk. Why? Why would Rav say one thing and Shmuel say something else? Till now we had it clear. According to Shmuel, the machira didn't work. It's clear. That just doesn't flow. If you look in the Imam Akremis here, we brought down a sugi and bava kama. Difficult sugi and bava kama. The Gemara says as follows. The bottom of Chesam and Beis. Omar Abaye. Ruvain Mochal Sode Lushimin Shaloy Bachayas. Ruvain sold the field. Shaloy Bachayas. The yotzu all of asikim. Now this means you sold the field, taking no responsibility. Took no responsibility. If something happens to the field, it's not my problem. Now came out asikim. The difficulty of this gemara is the way we always understand achrayus means that I could sell you a field that has a lien. Okay? So if I sell you a field that has a lien, what we do today we call title search. They didn't have that in the time of Chazal. And if you bought a field with a lien, there was no guarantee, there was no title insurance, the field would be taken away from you. If the guy would give you achrayus, that would be the equivalent of title insurance. The guy says, I'm guaranteeing the title, that it's clean. And if somebody comes and takes the field, I'll make you whole. That's what it means. Shaloi b'achrayus means, I'm not doing that. But here the Gemara is talking about a whole different case. Reuven goes, he sells the field to Shimon. He says, I'm taking no responsibility, no title insurance. No responsibility. Okay. Shimon buys the field. Shimon buys the field. Now, Levi comes and says, it's not Reuven's field. He sold you to Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, he sold you to Brooklyn Bridge. So the Gemara says, too bad. If this happened before I took possession of the field, so of course I'm going to walk away. I'm sitting by a closing. Reuven is buying a field from Shimon. Levi walks into the closing. He goes, what are you doing? It's my field. So for Shteitzach, you can walk out. But if it's Mishihichzik, if I already took possession, Ein Yochel Lachzik. Gehert Azamais. What's going on? This is Merafi Sigur. This is like the biggest plea that could exist. It's too bad. Understand? Let's say I sold you a field, and it turns out it's all a scam. The field is not really a field. It's a Universal Studios. It looks like a field. You move in, you try to plant, and there's nothing there. It's just a hollow. All of a sudden, everything collapses. The whole thing was a picture. Could you take me to Bezer? Of course. What happens if I say, what do you mean, Shaloi b'achrayus? Shaloi b'achrayus. I didn't buy a field from you. You sold me a field. If I sell you a donkey and it's not a donkey, even if it's Shaloi b'achrayus, it's a mekach toyos. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, it's okay, too bad. The Gemara says, my time is. You bought a sack full of air. Basically, the buyer turns to the seller and he says, you know what? You were scammed. That's the Gemara. Basically, the Gemara is saying that the buyer tells the seller, Zizkat, you were scammed. That's the end. That's the way the story ends. There's no, you think there's something coming. That's the end of the story. Yeah. Most people would buy a field with achrayus. But achrayus, we understand, is a title insurance. This is a joke. This is a guy selling real estate that he has no shaykhs to. He's selling other people's real estate. And now he tells you, go jump in the lake. He doesn't have to give you back the money. Doesn't have to give you back the money. Okay. Anyway, very difficult sugi. Now, over here, the reason why I'm bringing this in, because really in Rav and Shmuel over here, we have another problem. According to Rav, right? According to Rav, what does it mean you lost your money? What does that mean? This is a joke. I buy a property, I spend $500,000 on the property. So Shmuel goes, well, technically, it doesn't happen. So you get your money back. According to Rav, it self-destructs. Why don't I get my money back? Why is that worse than any Mekach Toyos? Why is that worse than any Mekach Tois? Well, then what are you? Well, if you're aware, then I don't know what Shmuel holds. What does Shmuel hold then? If everybody agrees that you knew the sale is going to self-destruct, first of all, you stop a Meshugan. What are you doing? You want to make a lum de shikinyan, you mean? What does he think is going to happen? So the Shem Aryeh is a fascinating question. The Shem Aryeh says, why isn't this Oino? At the very least, it's Oino. Which means, if you sell something above market price, it's bought more than a sixth bought. It's true, karka is eliminated from Oino. But even by karka, if you sell it more than double its value, it's bottle. Mechir is bottle. So the Shem Aryeh here in Asugi says, I don't understand what's going on. Here we go. The Gamla Rav is bottle on Mechir. This is in Choshimish, but Simon Reish Chav Zayim. To be yoiser mi palga, more than double the value. Yesh eno afilu lekarkois. Even my karka is eno. The ein lechon is ane godol mizeh. There's no better jip. You were jipped terribly. Shakoin is soda shechoizer tekev sheni shovela. It was worthless. You just bought a piece of property that was absolutely worthless. Worthless. It's fascinating. So why isn't this a complete Mekach Tois? The Shem Aryeh. This should be a complete Mekach Tois. Now, another issue, which, I mean, this whole thing is a plea. The whole concept is a plea. In that Gemara in Bava Kame, on Daf Tes, there's a Chazanish. Chazanish points out a very interesting thing. He says as follows. Ayin betoisus. If you look at the toisus there in Bava Kama, toisus says a fascinating thing. Toisus learns that when a guy gives you money for a field, okay, and then the field gets taken away from you, not because there was a lien, but because it's somebody else's field. Toisus learns that even with Achrayus, listen to this, even with Achrayus, you don't got to give him his money back. With Achrayus, you don't have to give him his money back. Toys says like this. Look at the Daf Tes again. The bottom part of the Toys, the second Toys is on the Daf. There's a small base. Ubeloy nosan mois ari. You got that? Ubeloy nosan mois ari. We're talking about he gave no money yet. You hear what's going on according to Tosfos? I could collect after the field is taken away from you. According to Tosfos, the story is like this. Reuven sells the field to Shimon. He says, I'm taking no responsibility. The field gets taken away, no responsibility. Shimon goes, makes a kinyan. Chazok, not kesef. Chazok. He bought the field for $1 million. A guy lifts him out of the field. Levi comes. He lifts him out of the field. It's my field. He brings Edim, Ishtar, my field. Now, Zok Tesmas, so first you get thrown out of your field. That's the first lawsuit. Then you get served with a second lawsuit from the scam guy. Bernie Madoff now is suing you. He's suing you for you didn't pay him. And now he gets the money from you. How the ma'aseh was to tzach tov? Marafi Sigel. Toysus says like this, he says, Di bin nosan mois, Ayri, the guy already paid, then, afilu b'achrayas nami amai yochol achzeboi mishir zikbo. Chiloilim yochol achzeboi. Kim b'choyza? What do you mean, Kim b'choyza? I got a title. I got a title insurance. You sold me title insurance. So Chazon Ish says, what's going on here? Is that logical, David?
No, it's
not logical. So that's the question. So you want to sell us on an illogical thing, which is supposed to be logical?
I'm just saying that
it's not a pasuk. There's not a pasuk that we could say Xeris HaKosuf. This is logical. You know what I mean? This halacha is a logical halacha.
I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. But if you buy counselors, all it works is you work with that one's
owned it. And if the guy didn't own it,
So
I have to pay him.
You shouldn't have to pay him.
Anyway. Vekta Chazanish. Imadayin loy nosan amoyes. Toysus is saying the whole sugya. He's talking about you didn't pay the guy yet. Vekta Chazanish. If you didn't pay the guy yet, why in the world do you have to pay him? Heich nischayev litnein. How do you have to give him the money? What's going on? Im kvar nosan amoyes. Okay, you gave the money already. Kol shloi nosan amoyes. Ma mechayvei litnein. What's obligating me now to pay you? It's a pella. Obviously forces us to re-examine the whole thing. That obviously something else is going on here. You have to know what that is. Now, another point. Rashi Bayos says that if, according to Rav, if you cut down a tree, you cause some kind of damage, you will be potter. That would be the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. That's also very difficult. Why are you potter? By the time you cut down the tree, the sail already destructed. I thought it's a self-destructed sail. So there's no practical time that you could say I owned it. Because it's self-destructed. So according to Rav, it's self-destructed. And according to Shmuel, it didn't activate. According to both of them, there is no zman that you own the field. So why does Rashi say that according to Rav, if you did some damage, in between what? There's no in between. Then you don't have to pay. This is also a kasha that's asked by the Gedolei Achronim. What's the pshat in Rashi? So, what I want to explain to you, going back to what we discussed at the beginning, we have to know how the sale works to begin with. Whenever you sell a field, bisman sha'yovel noyek, the fact that the field comes back to you by yovel, and the fact that you have a right to redeem the field, is that a limitation in your bailus that you don't own it, or is it Agzeres HaKosuf that you could redeem it? So, a couple of weeks ago, maybe more than a couple of weeks ago, we were learning a similar sugya by Makdish Sodeu Bishnas HaYevel Atzma. We also had a shayla in the Gemara, what happens? So I brought down the shayla of the Minchas Chinuch. It's really not the Minchas Chinuch, only many have the shayla. How does Yevel work? What's the lumdus of Yevel? And this is the Chakir of the Milchas Chinuch, and also the Mikdash Dovid. It says like this, Haim ha-yovel hu siba chadosho shemafki ha-sode? Right. Number one, does Yovel come now and take the field away from you? Or, shebizman ha-yovel, ein loy elokinyin zmani. You only have a temporary ownership. So when Yovel is noyeg, when I sell you a field, it's like I'm still the owner. That's why I could redeem it after 2 years, force you to redeem it. That's why when Yovel comes, it goes back to me. So this is the Chakivra Mechaz Chinuch. Now I brought the Shaila, we'll got to be another sugya, whether by Yovel you have to go and give it back. When Yovel comes, do you have to go and give it back, or is it automatic? If I sell you a field until Yovel, is it that Yovel automatically, for sure if you hold, like the Minchas Chinuch's first side, that it's a Kinyan Lizman, then of course, the seller doesn't have to give it back to me. Automatically it goes back to me. I only sold it to him for 49 years. Yovel comes, it's mine. But if you learn that really I'm selling it forever, Yovel comes now and deactivates. So we could say it's not even that strong. Yovel doesn't deactivate. Yovel obligates that the buyer should go ahead and give it back to the seller. He has a chiv. He has a chiv to do so. But really, it's his. There's a din that you should give it back to him. That's the question. That's cool for the shayla. Does the Torah make a condition? L'moshel, if you give somebody an esrik, right? Shaloy amanas lahachzit. You give him an esrik for an hour. Kinyan lizman. He can't be yotzer with that esrik. Because a kinyan lizman is not called ownership, permanent ownership. He can't use the esrik on Yom Tov Rishon. But if you give him the esrik amanas lahachzit, then it does work. Why? Because then I'm giving it to him forever. There's a tanai that he has to be makna back to me. But there's no limitation in his ownership. He owns it forever. And that's why the Gemara holds that even by Kiddushin, it's only midarabonon according to most Rishonim. Even by Kiddushin it would work. Matalam aslahachse. Midarais. Midarabonon not. So, I think if we take that in mind, bear that in mind, I think everything will become clear. Really, the fact that the owner could redeem it after 2 years, and the fact that he gets it back by Yovel, that you could say is all totally in the Lokeach. The Lokeach has a din that he has to negotiate with you. After 2 years, he has to, if you want to buy it, he has to sell it back to you. Not because it's a limitation in his ownership. If he refuses to do it, he's not a ganav. He's mevatel, the mitzvah of sitting down and allowing you to redeem it. He's not a ganav. You could go to Bezin, like you could enforce anything in Bezin. But Bezin will be koyf ala mitzvahs. Just like Shemitah gets rid of a loan. So we were masber. It's not that the loan is gone. The loan is here. There's a din, you shouldn't collect it. That's why the Mishnah says that if you pay it back, ruach hachomim noichem. It's the right thing to do. Because Shemitah doesn't get rid of the loan. Shemitah just says that the malveh shouldn't go after the loiv. Shouldn't go after the loiv. It doesn't nullify the loan. Oh. So right away we understand what Rashi says, that according to Rav, if you sold him the field, and then you cut a tree down, you don't have to pay him back. Because according to Rav, the field became yours. It's true that instantly there was a din chayzeres, but until you go through the process, it's still yours. It's still yours. Because it doesn't destroy the mechir. It doesn't destroy the mechir. What? Like every field is yotzei b'yovel. I just explained to you. It's yotzei like every field. Did Michel, did you think that it's yotzei more than any field? I'm asking you a question. Any field that you buy that goes out by yovel, how does it go out? Is it automatic? Or do you have to give it back then? All Rav is saying is that whatever yotzei always is, over here it's yotzei the same way. He's not saying this is better. So if every yotzei b'yovel is, you got to give it back to the guy, same thing over here, until you give it back to him. It's nothing. Until you go ahead and give it back to him, it's nothing. Now, what does he buy? So what's he buying from you? It's very partial. He's really buying a field from you. Technically, lo'olam. Okay? He has a mitzvah to give you back the field. If he decided not to give you back the field, so he's not a ganav. If he would go ahead and hold on to the field for another 50 years, you wouldn't be able to collect the payers that he ate, because it's his field. So people would do kinyanim, even if they knew that in all likelihood, they're going to have to give it up. They would still do kinyanim. Maybe the guy would die. Who knows what it'll be? But Lamaisa, I own it. It's not self-destruct. I bought a field I own. Now, when you buy a field, Shaloi Bachrayas, what are you paying for? The first guy is selling you whatever rights he has, he's selling you. You're buying the field. Now, somebody else comes and says it's my field. So I want to tell you, for me it's a Pasha Tazach like this. The Gemara Bava Kama doesn't mean that it was that now the first guy agrees that he scammed you. No, absolutely not. The first guy is still saying, this is my field. This guy got false Eidim, he got a star or whatever. It's not true. It's my field. It is my field. What did I sell you? The same rights that I had. I maintain that it's still my field. Now you're telling me, so what did I buy? You bought whatever I had. Fight the guy. You fight him. It's your field now. I sold you the field. Me and you had business together. I sold you the field. Now somebody on the outside came, said it's his. He managed to bring Adam. Okay. What's that to do with me? Avada and Avada, the Gemara would agree that if Reuven would tell Shimon, I scammed you, Avada, you have to give him the money back. That's the answer to the Chaznish's cash. Avada, you have to give the money back. But I'm still maintaining that it's my field. You're saying, yeah, but what do I do with the field? I lost it. It's your field. Guard it. Fight for it. Do whatever you got to do. It's your field. It's a bunch of thieves coming in. Sophisticated thieves. Sophisticated. That's why it's not a Mekach Toys. And that's why Toysus comes and Toysus says that even if with Achrayus, this wouldn't be a Mekach Toys. With Achrayus means I sell you a field. I say, listen, there's no liens on this field. There's no liens. And if there are, I take responsibility. Okay? I take responsibility. Now the field gets taken away from you. So I have to give my title insurance. I sold you title insurance. I have to pay. I agree. What just happened now was exactly what I took Achrayus for. I took Achrayus that this should not happen. I got to pay for it. I never took Achrayus on thugs coming in and taking the field away from you. I'm not running a security service. There are all kinds of thieves. They can throw you out. They can be sophisticated. They can fabricate a style. That's part of the risks that anybody takes when he takes the field. Somebody may come and just... That's what Toysus means. If you already paid the guy up, even if you have a chryas, what's in my business? So long that I still maintain, if I sell you a donkey, and it turns out to be a horse, right? You can't get your money back, right? Till you prove it's a horse. Now, if you come to me and go, what's going on? There's a horse. And I go, it's not a horse, it's a donkey. And it's not verified. I don't have to give you money back. You're looking at the thing, you're looking at it all day and you're going, this is a horse. So what? I don't have to do that. That's not a mekach toyos. Mekach toyos says, I sell you chitim and it's soichim. Yotzu all of asikim means guys came in and managed to take the field away from you. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. Whether I gave you a chayis or I didn't give you a chayis. A sale doesn't have to end up materializing to be something valuable for you. That's not what a sale is. I'm selling you my rights. That's all. And that's the reason why Rav holds over here, the money doesn't go back, because the sale's a sale. And since the sale's a sale, if you don't give it back to me, so the halacha is, still, it's your field. It's not Mois Choizos. And that's what Rashi says, if something happens to it, something happens to it. Shmuel l'maskana, Shmuel taka holds. No, he holds that when you sell a field, Yovel automatically ejects a person from the field. And since Yovel ejects a person from the field, in all cases. And I believe that's what Rav means when he says, Hodom is Davna. This isn't, Yovel doesn't come and make a block in ownership. Yovel is just halacha, I have to give it back to you. And that's the shock of a tyrant to Gemara. What does Shmuel exactly hold? Maskona is that Shmuel holds that the sale self-destructs always, and therefore if you try to sell it on Yovel, you're not selling anything. Both Rav and Shmuel agree. You can't sell something that self-destructs. That would be the ultimate mekach toyes. If you sell something that self-destructs. Rav holds it doesn't self-destruct. So learning this way, we can also say that according to Shmuel, Taka, you only have a king in Paris. And it could actually be that there'll be a chilk and halacha between Rav and Shmuel, even in the redemption part. According to Rav, you could say, you have to say, this that I have a right to redeem it after 2 years is not because I'm the Bailam on the goof. No, you're the Bailam on the goof. There's a gzeros hakosuv that you have to let me redeem it. But it's not because I have schusim. That's according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, who says that I taka, when I sell it to you, I'm selling it to you forever. I mean, Shmuel Rav, who holds I'm selling it to you, and it's automatically self-destructing, I am the Bailam on the goof. Then we could say that when you redeem it back after 2 years, you're coming from a sense of ownership. I'm coming out as owner. As owner, I'm saying, I want you to go ahead and give it back to me. Now you could say, according to this, the drosh also of Tikna, you know my voice is on an end, so stop here. Tabi the machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Right. They both could agree that I sell it to you forever. That's still open. But the shaila is, does Yovel self-destruct? Or does Yovel require the buyer? You got what I'm saying? A kinyan lizman. No, that doesn't have to be that way. According to Rav, for sure, it's not a kinyan lizman. Because even in Yovel, it's yours until you give it back to him. You know what I'm saying? According to Rav, it's definitely not a Kenyan Lizman. According to Shmuel, you could still say, yeah.